Okay.
Okay. Well, hi, Margaret.
Hi, Irene. Thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about one of my most favorite subjects, which is our first freshman class at Texas A&M University, Corpus Christi.
Well, thank you for taking the time out of your day. I know you're a busy lady, but I wanted to pick your brain a little bit on your experience as the admissions director during the university's transition to becoming a four-year university. As you know, I'm specifically interested in the recruitment, admissions, and enrollment of the first freshman class. But I also want to know, you know, your journey and how you got to where you were as the admissions director around that time frame. Can you share a little bit about your experience and how you got to that position?
Sure. I'm happy to do that. Thank you so much. So I started my career at A&M Corpus Christi in 1987. And so at that time, we were an upper level institution called Corpus Christi State University. I worked my first job in the Office of Student Financial Aid, where I was the coordinator of scholarships and student work study. So as an upper level institution, we only had one recruiter for the university. That mm-hmm. recruiter was located in the Office of Admissions. We were a very small operation, and as the recruiter would go on the road, she would reach out to me and ask me if we had any information or materials that she could take with her concerning scholarships to the university. Mm-hmm. So I would provide her with that information. And then one day I said, would you like for me to accompany you on your visits to the community colleges? Because as an upper level institution, we only recruited at community colleges and maybe other types of businesses mm-hmm. or organizations that would invite us. So she said she was very receptive to my offer. So as she would coordinate her recruitment schedule to the local community college, Del Mar College, and the surrounding area community colleges, she would invite me to attend with her. So I did, and it was a very successful partnership, and one that I think actually started the future partnership that is in place today, where I believe, at least when I was director of admissions, that we would take a financial aid person with us at when we could mm-hmm. so they could speak about financial aid and scholarships. So basically that's what I did. So I partnered with them and I spoke about financial aid, how to apply for it. And of course my focus was providing information on scholarships. So that partnership and that my work in financial aid, which I enjoyed thoroughly, lasted for approximately a year, when the recruiter that I was partnering with decided to move to another institution. And when that happened, our supervisor over the entire financial aid division and admissions division approached me, Dr. Tito Guerrero, and he asked me if I'd be interested in being the taking the recruiting position. So I at first I was hesitant because I loved my work in financial aid, and I actually have a master's in business administration, and I felt it was I was utilizing some of my skills as I had to work with spreadsheets and data. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up thinking about it, and he said I could still continue, working, doing some work with financial aid and scholarships. So, yes, I did take that admissions recruiter job, and that is what catapulted me into eventually becoming and being promoted by Dr. Tito Guerrero to the director of admissions. So by this time, it's already 1993, and in 1993, We had a name change to Texas A&M University Corpus Christi, and the announcement came out after a huge community effort here in Corpus Christi to move us to a four-year university. The announcement was made that we were also going to be deemed a four-year university. We would become a four-year university in 1994. That we were going to be allowed, as per the Texas State Legislature, to enroll 400 freshman students. They asked us to cap the first freshman class in 1994 at 400 students, asking us to please do that so that we wouldn't have a dramatic effect on the enrollment our local community college and at the university down the road from us. So we, as the director of admissions, and knowing that this was a mandated by the Texas legislature, and us not having the best of technology in the past, as our student information system was a homegrown student information system. But let me just say here that after working with the products, the student information products later on in life, I want to go back and restate what I mean, not having the best technology, because that homegrown student information system was the best one that I definitely have ever worked in. Mm-hmm. But what I mean, not having the best technology, is that we didn't have additional reports. We had to work on that because now we were a four-year university. We were very accustomed to just having the more simple reporting that as an upper-level institution. So, no, the best homegrown student information system we had is by far the best. It was so incredibly easy to navigate. So once we realized that we needed this important data, our IT team, which, by the way, was located in the same building where admissions was, allowed us to coordinate a wonderful effort and allowed us to create reports, which were part of the student information system, much like today, but it was so easy to navigate, and you could change up the report yourself. Mm-hmm. You could, you know, add attributes, delete attributes, add whatever other information that you might like. So as the director of admissions, that really helped tremendously on us trying to keep track of enrolling 400 students for our first freshman class. So the recruitment effort was obviously different. Of course, we did go to Del Mar College and all our community college recruiting. And by this time, we have one other recruiter. So I'm the director of admissions, and now I have one recruiter. Mm-hmm. And so now we're going to build upon upon that and hire additional recruiting staff. But at the very beginning, it was there was just a handful of us in the office of admissions. Closely as a team, because the applications that would come in were hard copy apps that had to be entered manually. The school trips now starting high end were also coming out in mail and not electronically as they are today. So we literally assigned a number, much like we have today, but as a matter of fact, those ledgers are now housed in our university library. But you will see all over those ledgers the handful of staff and myself that when an application would come in, we would assign the next number to that particular application. So, and we did that manually. So, The work was a team effort. Everybody was thrilled across the Corpus Christi community and on campus. So we were going to make this happen. And so we recruited at the high schools. All of the local high schools embraced us. And after contacting the principals and the lead counselors, they just opened their doors. They wanted us to come in. They wanted us to have application day programs at their school and even application nights. And of course, coupled with the financial aid, filling out of the financial aid application, the FAFSA, and then any scholarship applications as well. And then we also encouraged them to, because we also at that time instituted a holistic review for those students who didn't meet our regular admission requirements, we encourage them to send us, actually at the time we would say, send us a resume as well. So nowadays we don't say that. We have them complete a different section on Apply Texas that, mm-hmm. that covers all of that type of extracurricular activities, honors awards, extenuating circumstances. Ooh. So we were actually asking our applicants to provide that so that we could run those applications for students who didn't meet our regular admission requirements through the holistic process. That process was mimicked after the process at Texas A&M College Station. We contacted their admissions office and they met with us. They even came down to campus and together we created our holistic review, which we used to call alternative admission to the university, mm-hmm. and then later alternative admission by committee. So all of that work was getting done during that time period so that we could reach as many students as possible, focusing on our own backyard, obviously, as a Hispanic serving institution, because the Texas State Legislature also indicated in the legislation that we were to recruit, enroll, and retain those students who have been historically underrepresented in higher education. And I'm pretty sure that's almost a direct quote. I've lived by that my entire career in enrollment management. And I still, that's what I believe in today. So it's not hard for me to quote the legislation that's been near and dear to my heart. So that ensued. We recruited at the local and area high schools, venturing out into further beyond Corpus Christi. And as an institution, we decided to go as far as 150 miles from the university in every direction from Corpus Christi. Because we felt that 150 miles was a doable travel distance for our first freshman class. So okay. Anything beyond that, we became, as we were already, a strong partner with the Texas Association of Collegiate Registrars and Admissions Officers Office Organization. So we utilized their TACRO, as it's called, TACRO schedule, to recruit as even further beyond the 150 miles that I just spoke about. So we did the best that we could with the limited amount of staff that we had to follow the TACRO schedule, very strategically looking at it, not to go too far, mm-hmm. And so that we could utilize our staff in the most efficient manner and to recruit those students again that we were, per the legislation, asked to to be an institution of choice for. So okay. Our work, we were extremely busy. It was a wonderful team effort. We also held, I'm trying to remember, honestly, some type of a campus open house, I believe, at least one, to bring students to campus. The one thing that we did also institute was inviting the local and area counselors, high school counselors to campus for what we used to call at the time counselor update. And then later on, as the years go, you know, past 1994, then of course we venture out to those, to our different target areas, in the future, and we hold calendar updates in those areas. So,
okay.
So
it's almost as if you were like anticipating the questions I was going to ask you, but it just, can you hear me?
Okay.
So just really quick, can we go back just a little bit? And I know that the Wi-Fi is a little, it's breaking up a little bit, but before we changed our name and before we brought in the first freshman class, can you remember the creation and implementation of the marketing material that we would send out to people, almost as if, you know, like the search pieces, like how did that process work?
Okay. So are you talking, prior to, or for 19, to recruit students for our first freshman class, or are you talking, when we were Corpus Christi State University?
Yes. To recruit the first freshman class. So at the, it was a transition period, right? So it's like, you can't, you didn't put A&M Corpus on the brochures, but you were still kind of recruiting for that 4-year school.
Yes, we were. So the beauty of being a small institution at the time was that every one of these important offices were located in the Student Service Center, which we affectionately refer to as the Round Building. So our marketing department for the university was located in the Student Service Center or the Round Building. So the Office of Admissions was central, and then next to it the registrar, and next to the registrar's office was our marketing department. And then financial aid, scholarships were in the building, business office. Upstairs we had academic advising, orientation, dean of students, the assistant to the president, and the president was located in the in the same building, as well as our veterans office.
Wow.
So we were all gathered in the same building, which was made it very easy. To answer your question, we had the accessibility for all of us was, you know, was king, because we could just gather together in a small little area in that building and together with our marketing department come up with what we needed to come up with in order to recruit students. So they put together some type of a brochure for us as a marketing piece, because by this time we also have developed our admission requirements. And those requirements, again, we were very careful about that. Of course, we looked at our aspiration colleges or universities that we aspired to someday be like, but we also knew who we were at the time, and that we needed to look at our you know, our, the sister institution down the road, as well as the schools in San Antonio, and of course looking at College Station. We always went to A&M College Station, even though, you know, we knew their admission requirements were different, and we always looked at A&M College Station, University of Texas Austin, even though theirs were higher, their admission standards were higher. But then we took a hard look at UTSA, Texas State. At the time, it was even San Marcos State University. We also looked at other schools in San Antonio, so that we can so that we could mimic and be competitive. Oh, I'm sorry. We also, I got distracted right now from a text. We looked at the time at University of Texas Pan American, now called UT Pan Am, at the time it was Pan American University, I believe. Anyway, now UT Pan Am. So we looked at the schools in the Valley, any institutions of higher ed in the Valley. And so after doing a thorough review of that, the administration, we presented to the administration what we thought would be very competitive admission requirements Let me state at this time that the Texas State Legislature said that we would be declared a four-year university, and that we would have competitive admission standards, and as well as the other information that I shared with you. But yes, we were not to be an open door school. We were to have admission standards, competitive admission standards. So that's why we, you know, we did a lot of work, a lot of research, and we came up with our admission requirements, which was at the time a combination of high school class rank and test score. So the higher your class rank, the lower your test score could be, because we had a scale, and we can find that in our catalog for that year that came out. So when we came up with that information, we actually put it on a brochure.